A very good morning from the sports desk. Let's take a look at all of your Saturday spoils. Now, not a very good weekend for South African sports in rugby. An embarrassed Rassie Erasmus says there will be changes to next week's pre-selected team after the Springboks' shock 38-22 defeat to the Wallabies at Ellis Park on Saturday. Now, the Boks stormed into a 22-0 lead after 18 minutes, but conceded 5 unanswered tries in the second half as Australia celebrated their first win in Joburg since 1963. Captain Siya Kolisi admitted that the Boks had only themselves to blame. Still staying with rugby, the Fidelity ADT Lions enjoyed a dominant third quarter to pip the Airlink Pumas 36-35 in an exciting Carling Curry Cup encounter at the Nelspruit Rugby Club, while the Toyota Cheetahs, despite being down to 13 men late in the game, overcame DHL Western Province with a 31-24 bonus point victory in their Carling Curry Cup encounter at the Toyota Stadium in Bloemfontein. In more national duty upsets, Glenn Maxwell smashed a half century under pressure to help Australia beat South Africa by 2 wickets and seal the 3-match T20 series. In response to the Proteas' 172-7, Australia were in trouble at 122-6 in the 14th over before Maxwell stepped up with an unbeaten 62 of 36 balls. Now, the 3-match ODI series between the teams starts in Cairns on Tuesday. Meanwhile, in football results, Kamohelo Sebelebele's late heroics rescued a 1-1 draw for Orlando Pirates against Mamelodi Sundowns in the first leg of their MTN 8 semi-final clash at the Orlando Stadium. Now, the speedy winger who joined the Buccaneers from TS Galaxy less than a month ago endeared himself to the Pirates' faithful fans with an incredible display of pace leading to his equalizer. Now, the two sides will now be going into the second leg at the Lucas Moripe Stadium in Pretoria next Saturday. The Buccaneers will offer a potential preview of the MTN 8 final when they face Stellenbosch in the Betway Premiership this Wednesday. Now, we're going to wrap it up with some Premier League action for now, because the several thousand Manchester City fans who travelled to the Molyneux on Saturday sang City are back as Pep Guardiola's men kicked off their season with a thorough 4-0 Premier League thrashing of Wolverhampton Wanderers. And we wrap it up with Tottenham manager Thomas Frank, because he enjoyed a dream home debut with a 3-0 win over Burnley. I'll bring you more updates every hour from now. Waraslangeni from your East Coast Radio Sports team.